The Independent Blue Ribbon Committee, made up of 6 local residents and 1 PhD from BYU, was commissioned earlier this year by the city. It was encouraged by former Park City Mayor Dana Williams, who at the end of his 3 terms in office lamented that the mayor's job is part-time pay for full-time work. He said the low pay and high expectations of public office would deter a large portion of the population from running. The Blue Ribbon Commission looked at other comparable towns and came back, says Councilmember Andy Bierman, with several recommendations. Among them are raising the mayor's salary by $25,000 and the city council salary by $9,000 a year.
They evaluated our pay relative to other towns. Park City is a bit of it's difficult to fit in a box, so to speak. As a small town, we only have 7,500 residents, but we have over 3 million visitors a year. We have a much larger budget than a town typically does of our size, and we have larger commitments by our council. So they broadened their search to include some towns that are more comparable, like Palm Springs, Myrtle Beach, Santa Fe. And they came back with some recommendations that we increase pay.
Council members responded in a variety of ways, but all said it was worth studying further. 2-term council member Liza Simpson tended to agree with the salary increase.
Frankly, I've never turned down a raise I've been offered, and I've never turned down one I think I've earned. So I don't have any problem recommending that we study this for the 2015 budget.
Councilmember Dick Peek said although it's a difficult conversation to have, he thought it was timely.
You know, it's an uncomfortable conversation to have any time, but, you know, it needed to happen, and I'd like to thank Dana for getting the ball rolling. The one reason he didn't run was this issue, and, you know, if not now, when? When do we talk about it?
And Councilmember Cindy Matsumoto said that it's difficult to suggest the raise, but brainstormed ways to implement the committee's recommendations.
Sitting up here and being an elected official, I signed up for the job that I have at a certain salary, so that's difficult too. So I don't know how it would work, because it's still very difficult to ask for more money. But I do think that a higher compensation is warranted.
Melissa Band, who served on the Blue Ribbon Committee, said they also surveyed the current leadership Park City class and found that half of them had considered running for office, but did find several deterrents, not the least of which was salary, but also the costs associated with running and simply how to do it.
While money isn't a reason that people run, it is a reason that they don't run. So we sent out a survey to leadership. 70 people responded. It was actually a great response.
Yeah.
We were so surprised with the number of people who came back and said that they had considered running. It was half. I mean, we thought 18%, 20%, it was half. So is anyone going to run because they're going to make $25,000, $36,000? No, they're not, but it is a reason that people don't run.
That's Melissa Band. The committee's recommendations also included campaign spending limits and a guide that would direct potential candidates toward the process of running for office. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.